Track 3, The Home of Romance. Our county is at the heart of Valentine's Day. The earliest known Valentine was sent from Norfolk. Some of the most romantic cinema moments have been filmed here. And in Victorian times, February the 14th, when mysterious Jack Valentine would leave gifts on people's doorsteps, was a bigger festival than Christmas.
Norfolk could well be within its rights to call itself the home of Valentine's Day. Once upon a time, the county's children would be just as excited by Valentine's Day Eve as they would be about Christmas. And the reason? A visit from the mysterious and magical Jack Valentine. A tradition still observed by many families in Norfolk, on the evening of February the 13th, the elusive gift giver, sometimes also known as Father or Mother Valentine, will leave presents for the children on the doorstep. Sometimes Jack knocks and disappears into the night. Sometimes there's mischief in the air and the parcels are attached to a piece of string and twitched out of the children's grasp as they reach for them. Jack has been leaving presents for Norfolk youngsters under cover of darkness for centuries. However, unlike Father Christmas, the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, this gift giver is virtually unknown outside East Anglia. But a Valentine's jester, which was first spotted right here in Norfolk, did go on to become a worldwide phenomenon. The world's earliest known Valentine was sent in 1477. Marjorie Bruce sat beneath a mulberry tree in the gardens of Topcroft Hall near Bungay to write a love letter to her right well-beloved Valentine, John Paston. She married him, and Marjorie is pictured writing her Valentine on the village sign. Norfolk Museum Service has one of the best collections of Valentine's cards in Britain, ranging from delicate paper lace creations to nasty black Valentines packed with insults. In Victorian times, Norfolk lovers went to extraordinary lengths to anonymously leave parcels for their sweethearts on the evening of February the 13th or on February the 14th itself. The lovestruck would buy love tokens and cards, knock on the door of the object of their affection, and run away before they were seen. Later, the tradition spread to parents, who would devise ever more cunning ways of knocking on front or back doors, leaving small gifts for their children, and then disappearing before inquisitive little eyes could spot them. Often, more money was spent on Valentine's Day presents than at Christmas. In Victorian times, shops in Norwich stayed open late on Valentine's Eve for couples to buy each other lavish gifts and also fill bags with love tokens to give to friends and family. At the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell, there is a shop window dressed ready to celebrate the special day on display. Youngsters would wake early to sing special Valentine rhymes before waiting for Jack Valentine to visit with gifts of sweets, cakes or pennies. Back in the 18th century, Parson James Woodford records adults giving a penny to every child who greeted them, "Good morrow, Valentine." And in the 19th century, Northreps, near Cromer, children would call at the biggest houses to sing songs. Another century, and still Jack Valentine kept coming to families who knew his sometimes mischievous ways. 20th century Jack often wrapped his gifts in newspaper with a lipstick heart drawn on the package and a string attached so that it could be pulled away as the recipient tried to pick it up. And into the 21st century, there are still mysterious knocks on windows and doors, parcels left outside, and children chorusing, "Thank you, Father Valentine." In the year 2000, one mystery cupid treated the residents of Muriel Road in Norwich to a Valentine's Day surprise of romantically iced biscuits left by their doors, gates and cars. In 2014, Norwich Lanes launched a Bring Back Jack campaign, which saw 20 businesses in the independent shopping quarter offer their own twist on the theme with heart-shaped chips, lovers' cocktails and an exhibition at the Museum of Norwich on Bridewell Alley, which will also be celebrating Jack Valentine this half term. From February 18th to 22, youngsters can hunt for Jack's lost packages around the museum and make their own card for their nearest and dearest. In a BBC 4 documentary called Hop, Skip and Jump, The Story of Children's Play, Edmund Mitchell, then 93, remembered Valentine's Day in the East being more exciting than Christmas Day. We go to where the posh people lived and we'd sing, "Oh, Mother Valentine, draw up your window blind. You be the giver and I'll be the taker," he said. We'd jazz it up, going quicker and quicker. Then they would heat up ha'pennies on a shovel over the fire and throw them in the road, and us kids would scrabble for them. Because they were hot, we dropped them, which caused a laugh. A version of this rhyme was first recorded in the 1800s, when children in the county would leave their beds just before dawn in order to sing it outside houses in exchange for sweets, cakes and pennies, a bit like a February trick-or-treat tradition. Local folk cleverly built in a deadline to this custom. As soon as the sun rose, the gifts stopped being handed out, as it was bad luck to give a present to a sunburnt child. Similarly, there were stories of a somewhat less benevolent Valentine's Day sprite causing havoc on February the 14th, rather than spreading love. In some accounts, Snatch Valentine makes an appearance, as anonymous as Jack Valentine, but slightly villainous. Rather than opening the door and finding parcels packed with sweets, children would discover their presents would disappear the moment they reached to pick them up. Thankfully, Snatch appears to have given way to Jack, a far more romantic figure. While Jack Valentine's history and the origin of the tradition is still a mystery, his visits are still very much a part of Norfolk life that many people continue to love.